Lekutas Sichas Chelek Tazayin Parsha Vayakil Sicha Gimel. From Pasuk Umasach Shara Chatzir Geimer, and this is talking about the there was a courtyard around the Mishkan which was surrounded by a sort of a fence, curtains that made up a fence around the courtyard. So, and then there was a break on one side, on the east side of it, and there was another section that was set backwards a little bit so that you can get into from the sides of that section, but it blocked out the opening, which was sort of a doorway into the courtyard, and this was set back a little bit so that you couldn't see in, but you could get in. So that was the masach. And the masach of the opening of the gateway to the courtyard, says the pasuk, the esrim ama oirech, it was 20 ames long, the kaima bereichav chomesh ames, and the height of that wall, of that masach, was 5 ames, l'umas kaleya chotzer. L'umas means opposite the curtains that surrounded the chotzer. So the question that we're going to talk about is, what is this l'umas? Is Rashi ma'atik deveta l'umas kalei achatzer? Rashi quotes the words from the pasuk opposite the, or another way of saying it is corresponding to the curtains of the chatzer, meaning in height. When his mefarish and explains kimidas kalei achatzer, the same size as the curtains that surrounded the chatzer, which Rashi says was 5 ames high. So this curtain that blocked the entrance into the chatzer was also the same 5 ames high. So the mefarshim explain about Rashi. Rashi kum davarana. What's Rashi trying to say? As the taich fun vart leumas, that over here the word leumas, which usually means opposite, is nishvi esved getaich bechlal keneged, is not to be interpreted as it normally means opposite. Because of it, he can't say that it means opposite. Because the curtain that covered the entrance was not in line opposite, meaning corresponding in the same row as the curtains around the chatzer, but rather, nor by Zayazait, it would have been off to the side, meaning to set back from there so that you can get him from the sides. So then what does L'umas mean? Nor the word L'umas do main kemidas over here. L'umas means that it corresponds with the curtain surrounding the courtyard in size, that it was the same size. Just like they were 5 amas, the curtain blocking the entranceway was also 5 amas. But we do have to understand, if Rashi only means to explain what the word l'umas means, why then does he quote from the pasuk the words the curtains of the chatzer, especially that he quotes it in his commentary? Besides for quoting those words from the pasuk, he also puts it into the commentary, as he says, kemidas kalei achatzer, like the same size as the kalei achatzer. So then why does he have to quote it from the pasuk? He should have just said l'umas means kemidas kalei achatzer. Edgid abzog mekitza l'umas kemidas, or even leave out the words kalei achatzer, that l'umas over here means the same size as. That's all he had to say. We also have to understand seinen Faran in Chumash noch erte wo mekennes dem Wort l'umas nicht teitschen kenegen. There are other places in Chumash where the word l'umas appears, and there too the word l'umas doesn't mean opposite. For instance, l'umas machbartei in Parsha Tetzave. The word l'umas machbartei comes, it's talking about the two rings that were on the kisvos ha'efod, which means the straps that were attached to the efod that came up the back of the kohen gadol and over his shoulder, and ended at his shoulder. So there was two rings at the back of the straps, at the bottom of the straps, which in which they were going to put the blue threads that came from the bottom of the choshen, so that the choshen will not move back and forth. So it went into two rings at the back of those two straps. where were the rings positioned? Lu'umas machbarte, which means opposite or corresponding to where the straps are attached to the ephod, to the cheshev ephod, to the strap of the ephod, meaning at the middle back, lower back area. So that's one place. Another place is Lu'umas ha'otze in Parsha Vayikra. In Vayikra, where it talks about the chelev, the fat which is on the tail, which also has to be by a lamb. When you bring a lamb as a korban, so the fat of the tail also has to be burnt on the mizbeach. So that tells you how far up the tail has to be burnt. Lu'umas ha'otze, opposite the kidneys. So there the word Lu'umas also appears. On Dortn is Rashi Mefarer. So Rashi over there in those two places says Samoch Lamailo by the in Parsha Tetzaveh by the Eifed, it says close to where it is attached, where the strap is attached to the belt of the Eifed. So it doesn't mean opposite, it means close to the area where it's attached, or Lamailo, just above the area where it's attached. And by the tail fat, it says lamaila, above the area that is above the kidneys. The kidneys are lower inside the cavity of the animal, and the fat is up just above that. So there too, the word lu'umas doesn't mean opposite; it means close to or above. Valpiza tachrashi eichda gedaft azay mefarzayin. So then Rashi over here also, if lu'umas in those two places means above, so over here it also should say Lu'umas Samach L'mayla, close to or above. That's what the word Lu'umas means. Un ein Teichen as v'kayme v'reich v'chavish amas Lu'umas kali achatzah meint. And therefore, what would it mean over here that the height, the width of five amas, meaning that the mosach, the curtain that blocks the entrance, should be Lu'umas kali achatzah meint? That what it means is that the hoich from the mosach shar achatzah, that the height of the curtain blocking the entrance to the chatzah is given chomish ames hecher l'mailo from the kali achatzah. Here, what that would mean is that the five ames that the Torah is talking about here would be five ames above the kali achatzah, which means the kali achatzah, the curtains around the chatzah, they reach five ames. The curtain blocking the entrance should be lu'umas, meaning above the curtains around the whole chatzer. So what would be the height according to this at this point would mean that it should be at least 10 amas high, 5 corresponding to the actual kaliyah chatzer, and then lu'umas 5, there should be 5 amas above the kaliyah chatzer if the word lu'umas means above, as Rashi teaches it in the other two places. So therefore the question is, Favos Taichta Lu'umas, so why over here does Rashi explain that the word Lu'umas means Kimidas, the same height, height as Vazizein L'chava in Chumash, which there is no other place in the Chumash which Rashi interpreted the word Lu'umas to mean like the same, at the same height. Nochmer, even more. The Pirush is L'chayre Mer Mekubal in Hemshach HaKosav. This interpretation, as we just said, that it would be above the height of the Chatzar, is actually more, corresponds more to the way the Psukim seem to be leading. Vida Pirush Kemidas Leitin Pirush Samach L'mayla. Vida Pirush Kemidas is more, lends itself more to say that it was L'mayla than it Kemidas. Because Leitin Pirush Samach L'mayla, according to the interpretation as the Rebbe suggests now, as Rashi said by the other two places that it's above, is Vashtanik Favosis Muzenstein Devet L'umas Kalei Achatzer, because now we understand why the Torah says L'umas Kalei Achatzer, which in this interpretation means above the Kalei Achatzer. Now we understand why it's there. Because they tell you now, these words explain what the actual height of the curtain blocking the opening of the chatzah was, chamesh ames hechef in the kloim, that it was five ames above the height of the kloim. That's what these words add to the meaning of the pasuk. Abaleitin pirush kemidas, but if it's as Rashi explains it, that it merely means that it's the same height of the rest of the curtains of the chatzer, as the Masachot gehad the selben maz vi the kalechot, that the curtain blocking the entrance was the same height as the other curtains of the chatzot sein, doch de vetelum skaler chatzot ibrik. So then, why does the Torah have to tell us corresponding to the kalia chatzot? Because the Torah actually gives you the size that the masach should be, that it should be 5 ames, and if lu'umis kaliyah chatzah means 5 ames, like the same as the rest of the curtains of the chatzah, so then why does he have to say that altogether? It says already that it was 5 ames, now you know how high it is. What does the Torah add by telling you that it happens to be the same size as the rest of the curtains of the chatzer? It doesn't add anything to the information that we have. We already know that the kaliyah chatzer were 5 amos. We know that the masach has 5 amos. Why do we need to be told that it's the same size as the kaliyah chatzer? But if it's as the Rebbe suggests, that it means above the height of the kaliyah chatzer, lamaila, the umas means lamaila, then it's adding. It's telling you that it's actually 10 amos high. That wouldn't be a reason why the Torah says lo'umas kaliyah chatzer. The kashavet noch starke, and this question becomes even more pronounced loit apfriedikim pirush Rashi, even according to how Rashi interpreted something earlier. Ubahagdim, by first explaining, in order to understand, we have to understand something else first. As farana machlegis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi veg the hoich from the mizbeach. There is a machlegis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi about what is the actual height of the outdoor mizbeach, the mizbeach on the cheshes. Rabbi Yehuda zog that das v'shteit v'sholosh amish kaimasei is dvarim kiksavam. Rabbi Yehuda says it says in the pasuk, and the height of the mizbeach should be 3 amis. The height should be 3 amis. So Rabbi Yehuda says that's what it means. It was 3 amis high, as the pasuk says. Un Rabbi Yosi learned up. However, Rabbi Yosi disagrees, and he says, over here by this mizbeach it says ravua, which means it should be square. By the mizbeach hazav it also says ravua, square. So we learn gzeirus shava, just that the mizbeach hanacheshes was similar in shape to the mizbeach hazav, to the golden one that was inside, from mizbeach hapnimi, from the inner one. What do we learn from this gzeirus shava? Ma lahalan gove pishnaim karke, just like by the golden mizbeach, the inner mizbeach, the height was twice the height of the width and the length. The width and the length were the same, one amma by one amma. The height was 2 amas, so that the height was twice the size of the width or the length. Afkan, so also here by the mizbeach anachayshus pishnaim kaorkei, the height has to be twice the size of the length and the width. The length and the width was 5 by 5, so the height has to be 10. As the height of the mizbeach is given as amas, that the height was 10 amas high. So then you might ask, what's the 3 amas? The 3 amas, the Gemara answers, was from the soiviv. There was an area that went, it was a sort of a decoration that went around the mizbeach, all the way around the copper mizbeach, and that was at the 3 amas above that. So that would have been at the 7 amma line, and the top of the mizbeach was, the top section of the mizbeach was 3 amas high, but the entire section was 10 amas high. Bring the Gemara. So the Gemara there brings a question. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said to Rabbi Yosi, you say that the mizbeach was 10 amas high. Ef shekayin oimin al gavam mizbeach va'avayda biyadai v'cholam roim oisim b'chutz. Is it possible that the kayim was standing on top of the mizbeach, which is 10 amas high, and he's standing on top of it, and he's doing the Aveda, and everybody can see him from outside the chatzar of the mizbeach, of the mishkan, because the chatzar of the mishkan, the curtain of the mishkan, meaning the wall around the chatzar, was only 5 amas high. The mizbeach sticks up 5 amas above that, and the Kohen Gadol is standing on top of that, so he's in full view of everybody that's outside the mishkan compound, and everybody can see what he's doing. For the mizbeach is 10 amas high, is it the hecha from the kaliyah chatzah? Then it's taller than the curtain of the chatzer. But zeh hayichas given chamish amos, which were only 5 amos high. So in other words, the Rabbi Yehuda says, does that seem plausible that we would, the Torah says, to create a curtain around the area of the chatzer, presumably in order that it should be, you know, blocked off, that you know, everybody doesn't see what's going on, and then the Mizbeach sticks up 5 amos above that, the Kohen Gadol is standing on. It doesn't seem reasonable that the Torah would instruct that it should be in such a way that the Kohen Gadol is in full view when he's doing the Avodah. Hat Rabbi Yossi ihm geämpfert, so Rabbi Yossi answered him, as a halt, as the Heuch von the Kloim is given Tezvav Amos. So Rabbi Yossi said, no, the Kloim, the curtains, were not 5 amos high, they were 15 amos high. So therefore, it certainly covered the Kohen Gadol, he was not in view. Incidentally, this is talking only about the curtains on the east side, only on that side of the Mizbeah, of the Chotzer, as opposed to the other 3 sides, which were only 5 amos high, only on the east side where the opening, where the gateway, the opening, the doorway into the Chotzer was, on that side it was 15 amos high. The Gemara in Erevin Zokt, the Gemara in Erevin tells us, as the Shiur from a Pesach L'das Arbonin is Esrim Amo, the size of a door, is talking over there about the height of a Keire, you know, when you create something in the, for an Erev, whether what can be the height, like also of a Sukkah, there is a maximum height. So the Chachamim say there that the size of a doorway is 20 Amos high, by Reichav Eser, by the width of 10. Treg the Gemara, so the Gemara says, why does it have to be Dafka that one? Because that was the height of the doorway to the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says, Lilfay Mepesach Sharachot, so why don't we learn from the doorway to the courtyard of the Mizbeach, which was much smaller. Mahalal and Chomish Bereichav Eserim, just like over there, was only 5 amas high, and by the width of 20, Afkan Chamish Berechav Esrim. So also the doorway that the Chachamim want should also be 5 amas high by 20 amas wide. When the Gemara Emphit and Tzveit and Teret, and Gemara gives one answer, and then the second answer it gives, Legis Tesis, at least the way the Tesis has the reading, that Kloim Tezvav Ama, the Kloim, the curtains around, at least on that side of the courtyard, were 15 amas high. V'chiksi v'koyim v'rechav hei amas. And when it says in the Pasuk that the height of the Mosach, the curtain covering the doorway, should be 5 amas high, it means misfas Kloim alamayla, from the edge, from the upper edge of the Kloim, which were 15, 5 amas above that is already 20. So in other words, the Mosach blocking the entranceway to the Chotzer was 20 amas high, not 5 amas high. When Taisus is Mazver, and the Taisus explains that the Kashas HaGemara is if them Shir Chaf Amma from Goiva Pesach, that the discussion here that the Gemara is challenging is not about the width of the doorway, but rather the height of the doorway is the important part that the Gemara wants to know about. And since the issue is the height, Mezetach from Pesach HaChotza as the Shir from Goiva Pesach is Nor Chamish Amas. The question of the Gemara was that we see by the curtain blocking the entranceway to the Chotzer was only 5 amas high. The Gemara is unconcerned about the width. The width is not the issue. So therefore, when the Gemara tutu from the Memphis, so the Gemara's answer is as oich the Pesach Chotzer is given hoich chaf amas, that the height of the door was taket 20 amas. And the fact that it says that it was 5 amas high, meit misfas kloim lamaila, means from the edge of the rest of the kloim, which were only 15 amas high, fin famas hechaf ne kloim was l'das Rabbi Yossi, and the given tesvav amas canal, that according to Rabbi Yossi, the height of the kloim of the curtains are sounding the chotzer, at least on that side, were 15 amas high, and the doorway was 5 amas above that, total of 20. Kum to chuis, so it comes out, as l'das Rabbi Yossi, like in Pirush HaTosfos, that it comes out according to Rabbi Yossi. And the way that Tosfos explains it is the taich from the umas kalei achotzer. Then what is the meaning over here, l'umas kalei achotzer? Hecher from the kalei achotzer, that's exactly what it means. that the Mosach was five Amos above the Kalei HaChatzer, exactly the way the Rebbe suggested that the meaning should be over here, but based on what Rashi explained it and the other two Psukim. And since we see as Frier in Parsha Truma bring Rashi Rab Beide Edeyes, and since we find that Rashi himself earlier in Parsha Truma gave us both opinions in regards to the Mizbeach from Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, he quoted both opinions about the height of the Mizbeach. So therefore, when he interprets over here the meaning of Le'umas Kalei HaChatzer, he should have also get up bringing them tied to Le'umas Kalei HaChatzer, some of Lemaila. He should have also brought the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, which now has to be that it wasn't five Amos, it was five Amos above the rest of the curtain around the Chatzer. Nishnavi, Vail Sizmer, Masim Eloshin HaKosov Kanal. Not only because that it seems more in accordance with what the psukim say, as he explained before, that otherwise why does it say Le'umas Kalei HaChatzer altogether, if it doesn't mean above? But besides for that, because this fits actually very very well, Lamaila would fit more with, not more, it fits with Rabbi Yossi's opinion that it was above the height of the rest of the Kalei HaChatzer, a total of 20 Amos high. Does Rashi bring that up? So therefore, why, if Rashi already told us about the opinion of Rabbi Yossi that the Mizbeach was 10 Amos high, then he should explain Le'umas Kalei HaChatzer also, at least give us an insight into the opinion of Rabbi Yossi that it was above the height of the Kalei HaChatzer. Dalit. In Emes Nober is this concussionist, but the truth is that this is not a question. While the ganze shaglevatariah hat ken ordnish leidem Rashi learned al pipshutus lo mikra, because this whole discussion about the height of the that the masach may have been 15-20 amos high doesn't really fit with the way Rashi explains everything according to pshutus lo mikra. In pasuk, why? Because in pasuk b'seif parsha truma oirach hachotze v'kaima echamish amos. At the end of Truma, where the Torah describes the length of the Chatzer and the height is five Amos, is Rashi Mefarish, Rashi explains, V'kayme chomish Amos, the height is five Amos, Goyva mechitzes haChatzer v'hu roichev hakloim. The height of the curtain surrounding the Chatzer, which was in accordance with the width of the curtains that they had made. The curtains were very long because they went along the length of the chatzer, and then the height of it was used, the narrow end of it was used to cover for the height. So let's say if the length of the curtain was 100 amos by 5 amos, so the length, the 100 amos went alongside the entire chatzer, and the 5 went according to the height of the chatzer, the height of the fence, of the... So Rashi says that the narrow end of the curtain was used to cover the height of the wall, of the fence. Das heißt, agam, as beim Shir von dem Mizbeach bringt Rashi euch die Idee von Rabbi Yossi, that although when it comes to discussing the Mizbeach, Rashi gives us both opinions, also the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, Gavi Pishnaim Kerke, that the height of the Mizbeach had to be twice the size of the width and the length. From deswegen b'negeya goyve mechitza chatzah, still when it comes to the height of the curtains of the chatzah, zokta be'eifin stami, he just gives it to us plain without telling us that there are two opinions about this. As this is chamish amos, that the height of the wall was five amos, period. Muzmezog, and therefore we have to say as al pid derech hapshat, that Rashi sees it, that according to the simple understanding of the psukim, is a filu loydem pirush adahech from mizbeach is given yudamis, that even if you want to interpret that the height of the mizbeach was 10 amos, which Rashi did introduce into the pshutushol mikra, he gave us that opinion too. Even according to that opinion, is the goyva mechitzes hachotzer given nor chamish amos, but when it comes to the curtain around the chotzer, around the courtyard, it was only five amos. That's the only way to see it according to pshutus shel mikra. And the tam is moving by pashas, and the reason is simply understood. Sinishtoken hechrich in derech apshat, because there's nothing compelling in looking at it from the perspective of pshat. Amazon nishtorim zendem kain godel to the avodah of mizbeach. What's the problem if people outside the chatzar see the Kohen Gadol or the Kohen doing his avoid on top of the Mizbeach? What's the problem? Why is it such a terrible thing that the people outside the chatzar can see the Kohen doing the avoid? So they see him, so what? So therefore, that's not a reason to say that, oh, it had to be much higher than that. No, it could still be 5 amas high, exactly the way the Torah describes it. Und der Riber teichmen the kaima chamesh amas kipshuta, and therefore the height of the curtain around the chotzer was, as the Torah says in the simple words, that it was 5 amas high, nishvi al piderach halimed ha-gemara, not the way the Gemara interprets it, which is not pshat, but l'das Rabbi Yossi, at least according to Rabbi Yossi, as his main, misfas amas beach lomayla, that he says that the 5 amas means higher than the mizbeach. He also, Rabbi Yossi has to explain why it says 5 amas. So he says, after the height of the mizbeach, then you go up 5 amas. That's what how Rabbi Yossi explains the kalei achotzer. But the pshut of mikra doesn't need that. Obamela is moving, and therefore we understand as oich benigeya the hoich von shar hachotzer came zong. That also in regards to understanding the height of the door that blocks the opening of the chotzer. As al derech apshat is slochol apirushim given nor chamish amas, that if you look from the perspective of pshat, even according to Rabbi Yossi, it only has to be 5 amas high, nothing more than that. Afilu le de pirush of the kaimis mizbech is yudamas, even according to Rabbi Yossi, who says that the height of the mizbech was 10 amas. Es bleibt aber schwer. However, there still remains the problem. Hein emes amitzat teichen. Ha'inyan is al derech apshat nishtok in hechach to zog nazal das Rabbi Yossi is the gevev from shara chotze given mer v'chamish amas. That although it's true that from the context of these psukim, at least from the perspective of pshat, there's no compelling reason to say that according to Rabbi Yossi the height of the chotzer was anything more than 5 amas, as he explained before, because who cares if you see the kayin. But then when it comes to the words of the pasuk, when it says l'umas kalei chotzer hatman the gedaf taichen, as the shara chotzer is given chamish amas hechef in the kalei chotzer. But since l'umas, we're still left with that problem. The word l'umas comes to teach something, and normally l'umas, Rashi explains, meaning above. So therefore here too, what does l'umas mean? What does it teach us if not that it was higher than the rest of the curtains of the chotzer, and therefore that the masach would then have to be 10 amas high, 5 amas above the rest of the kalei chotzer? So we're still left with that problem. Hey, the beer in them. So the explanation of this whole matter is Rashi stelt sich a devert l'umas kalei chotzer. Why does Rashi quote these words? What is he trying to say with these words? Weil die drei Werte sind l'chayr ibrik. Because these words seem to be a non-essential. Why does the Torah say them? Afilu v'mazol mizol einteichen kanal. Even if you want to explain, as we said before, as dom meint chomesh amas hechef von de kloyim. Even if you want to say that over here, chomesh amas means above the height of the kloyim for a total of 10. Is nachalsen shmuvim. We still have to understand. Favos darv de Torah medias ein dem shira kaimedur dem diuk von alosh narichte. Why does the Torah have to tell us that the curtain blocking the entranceway was 10 amas high? How does he tell you that information? By telling you that it was l'umas above the height of the rest of the curtains. That's a very long way to explain something simple. When he could have chamesh amas l'mayel makalei achotzer, 5 amas above the height of the chotzer, be'e, he said, you can't stain, be'kitzer and klor, when he could have said it in a much more concise way, and in fact, much clearer words that would explain it much more directly. Kaima bereicha be'ser amas, he could have just said, umasach, the curtain should be 10 amas high, period. You don't have to compare it to the rest of the curtains around the chotzer and tell us that it should be 5 amas above them. It should just say, the masach should be 10 amas high. The Ribbe zogt Rashi, therefore Rashi says that the pasuk kumda zogn atam favos de hoich from masach shara chotzer gedav zayin chamesh amas. The pasuk is trying to explain to us why the height of the masach should be measured by 5 amas. Unish hecher vidam masach pesach oil, and that it should not be the same height higher than 5 amas, like for instance the entranceway to the Mishkan. Actually, the entranceway to the Mishkan was 10 amas high, so maybe this Masach should also be 10 amas high. So the Torah is explaining, why is it only going to be 5 amas high and not 10 amas high like the other entranceway that was blocked by a curtain as well. And the reason the Torah gives is, while the Masach must zayin kemidas kalei achatzer, that the blocking, the curtain in front of the entrance, should be the same size as the Kalei HaChatzer. So this is something that the Torah wants to insist on. The Pasuk is Madgish. The Pasuk emphasizes, as the Masach is in sein Teuchen, sein Zweck, dasselbe unatel von der Kloim. By saying that the purpose of this Masach is in essence, and by nature, it has the same purpose as the rest of the curtains around the Chatzer. And therefore, it's going to be the same height, because essentially, they're the same. Therefore, the height of the Masach should be the same height as the Kloim. So the words are explaining to us what the nature of this Masach is. It has the same purpose as the Kalei HaChatzer, as the rest of the curtains around the Chatzer. The Midver, the Darach Agav Haremfet, and this explains also the kasha al derech halacha v'zved gebracht in Rabbi Seinu Balei Tosis. This answers a question which is brought from the Balei Tosis. There's a commentary of the Tosis on the psukim also, and they say over there, they ask the question: If they were only 5 amas high, in other words, the masach was only 5 amas high, im kein lo yoy pesach hashar gavay kamei pesach hechel shul beis elamim. So then the opening of the chotzer was not the same height as the doorway of the hechel of the beis hamikdash. I think the question is because in Masechta Erev, and it says that the Rabbanan say that a shar is 20 amas high, and here we see a shar that wasn't 20 amas high. In any case, on the Ribbe Zayin is a dart mefarish, and therefore they explain over there as the Kloim from Sadam Mizrach, that all of the curtains on the eastern side of the Chotzer, and therefore also the doorway of the Chotzer, therefore they say that it was actually 20 amas high, the height of the doorway, the height of all the kloyim on that side were 20 amas. Virashi learned, however, the way Rashi explains it, at least in the Pshuta Shul Mikra, is just mikarik and kashanis. So there is no question to begin with. Because the pasuk itself gives the reason why this doorway, this shar, is not going to be like any other shar, because it has to be in accordance with the rest of the curtains around the chotzer. The masach shar is given a tail from the kalei chotzer, because since this curtain blocking the entranceway is to be seen like an extension of the rest of the curtains, as the Torah gives the reason that it should be in accordance with the other kalei chotzer. Nishon vayzid gefavel chazayit, and it doesn't tell you in accordance with which wall of the Kalei HaChatzer. It's in accordance with all the Kalei HaChatzer. Das heißt, dass in ganzen Chatzer seine Gebände selbe hoch von der Kloim. In other words, that around the entire Chatzer, all the Kalei HaChatzer are the same size, including the Masach. And therefore, und bemeile hat euch de Schar nicht gehad den Gedef na Pesach Mamesh wie Pesach Eichel. And therefore, because the Torah specifies what the height of the Kalei HaChatzer need to be, what the height of the Masach have to be, that it has to be in accordance with the Kalei HaChatzer, which is 5 Amas. And therefore, this opening should not be treated like a Shar, that doesn't have to be in accordance with the height of the doorway of the Heichal, and therefore this is the exception. This is an exception, as the Torah makes it clear that it's an exception. So Rashi inadvertently also answers the question of the Balei HaTosis. The Chiddush b'inyan now, this novel idea that it has to be at the same height, that the Torah is pointing out that it should be the same height, as the Masach HaShar is b'teichnei atel from the Kloyim, that the pasuk gives the curtain in front of the opening a status equal, similar to the other curtains, that it's merely to be seen as an extension of the rest of the curtains. Vet noch klerer veren loit a hesbit in a machlekes rishonim negates achiyah mezuzah, becomes even more clear in explaining a machlekes in regards to mezuzah that we have between the rishonim. Einu von den tnoim for zayne machayev abayis and kviyas mezuzah. Rechem the Rambam, one of the conditions that when does a house, a room or a structure need a mezuzah? So the Rambam gives this as one of the conditions. For you alayd losses, that the doorway also needs to have a door, an actual door. The Raiva da Bahal, but the Raiva doesn't agree with that. He says, as azay is the day of Nochreshon, azay is the day of Nochreshon, and there is other Rishonim also that agree with the Raivid, as oicha pesach on adelus is mechuyi mezuzah, that even an opening, a doorway without a door, also needs a mezuzah. Kemem mazbez ein zeir machleikas, so we can explain what is the behind their machleikas. Ados is totally in the beer together from delus, that this depends on how you define the parameters of a door, the halachic parameters of a door. Number one is, one way of looking at it is, Delos is a telfin mashar, that the door is a part of the doorway. It is to be seen as a part of the doorway. Vasinyone is psychic nisa v'yetzia. A doorway is meant to let people in or out of that room. The door is just an extension of that doorway. So therefore, when you look at the assembled, the entire structure of the doorway and the door, it is a gateway to this area. Another way of looking at it is, Delis is an inyan b'fnei atzmei, the door is separate from the doorway. Segira, its purpose is to block the doorway, to lock the door opening. Without a door, the gateway, the open, a doorway would be constantly open. On the delus is asayis in the chol, and the purpose of the door, the function of the door, is to block the gateway. In other words, to restrict entry into this area. What's the difference? In afkimin ledina tzvishin di tzvei agdoras is l'gabe l'chiyah mezuzah. The difference of looking at the door, which way you see it, would make the difference about whether it is important to a mezuzah or not. Oy menem tanas the delus is a tail from the mshar is unyoni is psicha. If you say, as the first version, which is that the door is merely an extension of the doorway, and that its purpose is ultimately a gateway to the area, is mistaber, then it would make sense as the chiyuv from mezuzah v'asuv abunim mitmakam aknisa v'yitziyuv from bayis. So according to that, it would make sense to say that the reason that you need a mezuzah, in order to require a mezuzah, you need a door. Why? Because the door functions merely as a gateway to the area. Is faran, and the chiyuv is faran nor when the pesach is ba'if naragil ba'shalim when a hot adelus. And when can you call it a proper doorway? When it has a door, which is an important component of the doorway. And therefore, in order, since the opening of the door is what allows you into the house, in other words, that the assembly of the doorway and the door is what makes up a complete doorway. And if you don't have a complete doorway, in other words, it's missing a door, so then you have an incomplete doorway, then it's not chayav mezuzah. But if you look at it the other way, as the ged of Fanadelis is to say since Zaydam Chol HaPesach, that the purpose of the door, how you define a door, is that it's what closes up the entry to the area. Hotken Ortnish to Zogan as the Chiva Mezuzah BePesach VeShar Habayis, it would make no sense to say that when could you be Chayav a Mezuzah, which a Mezuzah is there for the gateway into the house, to the opening into the house. The makom aknisa v'yitziya, the place where you go in and out of the house. So zayin fabunim tadela should be connected to, it has to have a door. If the function of a door is to close up the doorway, the entry, so then why would you need a door in order to have a mezuzah. It's contrary to what the purpose of a doorway is. Was ein Sach is nicht zu der losen der Knesse Yitzia, since the function of the door is to restrict entry into the area. So how can you make that as a condition of needing it in order to have bimachai mezuzah for a doorway? So that explains the machlekes between the Rambam and the Ravid. Und da zet men in Shittas Rashi perusha al teira al perusha mikra in the minyan. Over here you can see what the opinion of Rashi is on this matter, at least from the perspective of perusha mikra. Rashi learned as the masach shar achotzer at gemuz zayin kemidas kalei achotzer kanal. Rashi says that the gate, the doorway, the door, in other words, the masach is like the door. It's what blocks the entry. So that had to be like the same size as the curtains themselves. Vayel b'muhusay is a tail from the kloim, because, as Rashi sees it, the Torah is describing the door as, in essence, part of the rest of the wall. Das heißt, das geschehen wie der kloim is in yonim stima. In other words, that just like the what is the purpose of the curtains around the chotzer? The purpose is to block, to separate it from the outside, the chotzer of the Mishkan. In other words, to obscure. You shouldn't see what's going on the other side. So the masach, which is the door, serves the same function. It's there to block the area. So also the masach is not to be seen as a part of the doorway, but as a part of the curtains. In other words, its function is to block the area. Nor stima, so its purpose is to close up. G'shem u'kishmei masach. In fact, the word masach means that. Vasiz loshem megin, which means it protects. In other words, that Rashi sees the door as being, its function being to block out, or as I said before, to restrict. The funas eich muvim and gates um gedah fundelis. So from this we can understand also in regards to our regular door in other places, but the masach sharachotzes b'makom adelis, as this masach hashar was in essence a door to the area. Kumuvin and chuvas Rav Avram and Rambam, as we understand from the words of Rav Avram, the son of the Rambam. So we see from here as Lechitas Rashi is delis in yonis kiru nish psicha, and therefore it seems from here that Rashi seems to be saying that the door is a restrictive, its function is to restrict, not to allow, and therefore it wouldn't be necessary to have a door in order to be v'chaya b'mezuzah. Tos is masim oich mechitas Rashi b'perushi al hashas. And this also accords with Rashi's opinion that we find in Shas, which is not always in accordance with his opinion in Pshuto Shel Mikra. Which, what does he say in Shas? V'ahalt as oich apesach b'lidelus is mechuyev b'mezuzah, that he holds over there that a doorway without a door also needs a mezuzah. V'vi oibin geret in asbaras hashita, as we explained about the reason for it, as adelus is nishkan tel from the pesach, that the door is not part of the opening, it's there to obscure the opening, but not seen as a part of the gateway assembly, rather it's a separate thing. Ches. The shayla anal v'gen gedef from adelus in chelik ha'alocha shebetayra, this question that we just addressed, which is a question about the status of a door, the definition of a door in the area of halacha and Torah, is oich faran b'negayit samini fundelos v'yeres mevur nechelik asayit shebetayra, also has the same sort of question and discussion in chelik asayit, and the chsidis also has two ways of looking at it in a similar way. Delos b'pnimis einyonim is sfiris hamalchus. The word delos, when you talk about it from Kabbalah, chsidis, referring to the Sfiris HaMalchus. The Sfiris HaMalchus is the mutzah tradition Eilam Atzilus and the Eilam Shulamatim Atzilus, because the Malchus, the Sfira Malchus, which is the lowest Sfira, is, and therefore it's what feeds into the next world. So it is the go-between, between the world of Atzilus and the world lower than that, which is the world of Bria. And then from there, the rest of the world. In a general way, that would also refer to between every world, between Bria and Yetzirah, Yetzirah and Asiya, and so on. Malchus would be the doorway to the next world. Und in Sphiris HaMalchus seine da zwei Inyonim. And in Malchus there are two aspects which define what Malchus, the function of Malchus. Number one, Malchus is Mailim, if the Sphiris Welcher seinen Hecher von ihr. The Sphiris HaMalchus is what obscures the higher level, those Sphiris which are above it. It obscures it from the lower worlds. Was mitzadim helim von Malchus wird sie angerufen von Yam. And because of this aspect of Malchus, the function of obscuring, therefore it's called Yam, like a sea, like an ocean, which obscures everything that is below the surface. There are many things going on inside an ocean or a sea, but you don't see anything, you just see the water obscuring everything. Und durch dem Helm, and it's because of this obscuring of what's going on above it, in the terms of Malchus, it leads to the second function of Malchus, which is Malchus trokt arop und is megale dem oir von Atzilus in the Nidrika Elimus, that a Malchus, because it obscures the intensity of the oir from the world of Atzilus, therefore it's able to send down, bring down into the lower worlds an oir, an energy which is in accordance with the abilities of that world to receive that level that it could receive. Because of this function of Malchus, Malchus is also called Eretz, dry land, a place where everything is revealed. You look around on dry land, you see the multitude of things that are going on, as opposed to in the Yam, where you don't see anything except for water. So the question becomes, was is the Ikif from Sfiris Malchus? What is the main function that defines Malchus? Der Inyan Ahelim, is it that it obscures what's going on above it? Oder der Inyan Hagili, was is in Underech Ir? Or is it that its purpose and its function is to reveal downwards to the lower worlds, which can only come about because it obscures what's going on above it? The Enfilate Pirish Rashi. So Rashi's answer to this is, L'ummas Kalei Achotzer K'midas Kalei Achotzer. That it is Lu'umas means like the same, like the height of the Kalei Achotzer. Mitzadim limud from Olam HaPshat. When you look at it from the perspective of the world of Pshat, which is Olam Asiya, the four levels of types of study of Torah, which is Pshat, Remez, Drush, Soid, work their way up from Olam Asiya. They correspond. Pshat is to Olam Asiya, Remez is to Yetzira, Drush is to Bria, and you say this to Atzilus. There's a different way of looking at it as well, but this one way of looking at it. Akoponim, in any case, the four types of learning correspond to the four worlds, and certainly that the world of Pshat corresponds to Asiya. Is there Masach Vedelis from Sfiris HaMalchus in Yonavi de Kloim Helem Estima? When looking at it from the perspective of the world of Asiya, from the world of Pshat, so the Masach, the curtain that hang in front of the opening of the curtains around the Chatzar, is its purpose, like what it corresponds to a doorway, like Sfiris HaMalchus, is to block out, to obscure what's going on behind it. As we said before, that according to Rashi, the way Rashi understands the Psukim, that the Torah is telling us that the Masach is like the rest, it has the same function as the rest of the curtains, that its purpose is to obscure what's going on behind it. In the Olam of Bria v'Yetzira, when we get to the worlds of Bria and Yetzira, Hagam as Oich in Zei Peil de Helem von Sfiris HaMalchus, that even though the concealment that is created through Malchus in the world of Atzilus affects, of course, also Bria and Yetzira, because the Riber is in Zay Nishmeder Eilik Yazer Begilavin Atzilus, and therefore the Eir which reaches Bria and Yetzira is not the same as it was in Atzilus. Eilam Achtos, where the world of Atzilus is called the world of unity. From deswegen still werden Zay Nimshach Aninim von Gilei Elikus. Still, there is a certain amount of revelation of godliness in Bria and Yetzira as well. On the far is Bria and Olam versus Rube Tov, and therefore Bria is called a world that is, for the most part, it's good. it's not like Atzilus where it's absolute unity with godliness, and therefore Kulei Tov, totally good. Bria has its concealments, but it's for the most part it's considered good. When Yetzirah is Lagabonim Machzal Machzal, and Yetzirah is considered half and half, half good, half bad. In other words, that it's a reduced amount of Elikos, but still Malchus allowed enough Oyer to get through even to Yetzirah that it's at least half and half. But in Olam Asiya is Helam Lagamri, but in the world of Asiya it's complete concealment. It's called the world of Klippa and Sitra Achra. In other words, that Klippa and Sitra Achra define what the true nature of Asiya is. Kol Ma'is Olam Azeh Koshim V'Royim, or everything that happens in this world, everything what's going on in this world is difficult and bad, and the evil prospers in this world, and so on. And the Riber Herzich in Olam Asiya, Olam Apshad, Beikah DePeulas HaHelam for Malchus, and therefore, in the world of Asiya, what is most recognized, what is most manifest, is the function of concealment that Malchus offers. And that's why Rashi says that the Masoch, its function is concealment. Test the Tachos HaKavona is the Chaber, but the ultimate purpose, of course, is to mevatel zainim element in order to get rid of this concealment. Ezol zain gili lukus l'mata, in order to bring about a revelation of godliness into this world as well. The Dibbish Teitnish in Torah befeirish k'midas kali achotzer, that's why the Torah doesn't spell out that the Masoch should be like the same size as the Kloyim. In other words, it doesn't want to say it in so many words that it should offer a concealment. It doesn't want to say it in so many words. Nor l'umas kalei achatzer. It used sort of an obscure terminology. Vas l'umas meintnish afagleich, vas is daselbe mamash, corresponding to the kalei achatzer, doesn't mean that it's exactly the same as the kalei achatzer. In other words, that's what its function is, too obscure. It's not exactly the same like the rest of the curtains, nor bloisa me'ein und dugma, but it's that it corresponds, means it's similar in nature to what the curtains represent, meaning to obscure. Al darat loshem negates kedusha and klipa zelu mazah. We find that in kedusha and klipa, it says that one corresponds to the other. It doesn't mean that they're both equal, that they're both the same. Of course they're not the same, but they have certain elements in which they have similarities to each other. So also the Masoch has similarities to the Kalei Achotzer. It offers a certain obscuring function, but not the same as the Kalei Achotzer, because it's meant to be penetrated. Das heißt, that the Masoch Shar Achotzer is nish, das selbe v'mamesh v'dekloim, in other words, that the curtain blocking the entrance is not exactly the same as the curtains themselves. The curtains, the rest of the curtains, are a constant obscuring. They don't allow one to see through, and they are there they're always there, and that is their full function, to obscure. Nor Torah git koyach to ibemachem the Masoch, but when it comes to the Masoch, it's not exactly like the rest of the curtains, which are always there to obscure. The Masoch, the Torah, gives you the ability to be able to penetrate that obscuring. As Zolverna inyum from Psicha Vigili, that it should become an opening and something that reveals and allows you to see through. That's why the Torah didn't use a simpler term, just by saying, you know, comparing it exactly, that they are exactly the same as the rest of the curtains, because they're meant to be only similar in nature, but they have the ability, you have the ability to allow it to become, to the earth to filter through, or to be able to get through that the obscuring purpose of the Masoch. Bizas verde psiche be the pisuch shalulum, until it allows that you should create an opening there, and that the opening should be not just a small opening, but like the opening of the ulam, which was a tremendous. One thing about the ulam was that it didn't have any doors at all. It was always open. as es werde gilu ständig betachlis on keiner Elomis, that it becomes a, eventually we're able to bring a constant gilui, that there's not going to be any obscuring at all, and that the glory of Hashem will be completely revealed, and all flesh will see that the word of Hashem, that the mouth of Hashem spoke. Does Zetman Vider the Aflo and Pirush Rashi Alotayr? And over here you see once again the amazing nature of Rashi, how he explains in his commentary on the Torah. As Funa Kurtzim Pirush Rashi, from a short Rashi, it's only a few words. Was Bashkofer Shaina Zetus Ois Vian Einfacher Optaich. That if you look at it from, glance at it, it looks like a simple thing, like the size of the chutz, of the curtains. Kemen aroisim, but when you look a little deeper, you can extract from it, nishnor vi in odem pirush is boilu de klau, vas rashi git alein arois, vani loy bosi ele pshutu shol mikra. So first of all, you find, as Rashi says himself, that his main function is to explain pshutu shol mikra, so you see a whole new insight into the pshutu shol mikra. But not only that, nor zusammen the mit euch, but alongside the pshutu shel mikra, the new insight in the pshutu shel mikra, in these few words, we see a whole other aspect of it. V'in dem pirush Rashi, seine faran in yonim afloim, that there is so much going on behind the scenes in this Rashi. Euch b'shaychus the piske halacha, also in regards to halachas, as he has said that it affects Rashi's decision about how to treat a door in regards to mezuzah. And that this Rashi over here, this small Rashi over here, also accords with Rashi's opinion that he said in Shas that a door is not important, is not essential for a mezuzah. And how this all works together, the way these things work, the inyonim work in the pshat and halacha, they also work so well with the way they are seen from the perspective of Kabbalah and Chassidus too.